Davis, scheduled for Wednesday at a Georgia prison. The mother of slain officer Mark McPhail wants justice for her son.
I think I finally will have peace of mind.
A judge sentenced Davis to death in 1991, but several witnesses, unsure of what they saw, recanted their testimony. Davis and his supporters hope the Georgia Pardons Board will spare his life by granting him clemency. Kate Brumback, Atlanta.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff teeing it up and talking golf as we do each and every Sunday morning here on Tee to Green, coast to coast, along the satellite radio dial, and around the world on the American Forces Network. Thank you for joining us. We got a very special show today. I know I say that every week, but you will not hear a show like today's anywhere on the radio. Jerry and I spent most of this weekend in Denver at the 2011 Mile High Shootout. That's a Long Drive Championship. It's presented by the Long Drive Association, and we watched guys bombing a golf ball 400, 410, 420, 440 yards, and you will hear from some of them today as they talk about their oh-so-unique sport, the sport of long drive. We'll hear from last year's Denver Long Drive Mile High Shootout Open champion, Kevin Shook. We'll hear from organizer Derek Hines, who is also a competitor. We'll visit with one of the major sponsors, Brenda Pridham, from the team manager from Aldila Long Drive, will join us. And we'll hear from the two champions yesterday, the senior division champion, David Mobley, and the Open champion, Jeff Gavin. Gavin will be joining us today here on Tee to Green as we talk Long Drive Championship, the Denver Long Drive Mile High Shootout, one of the last events before the World Championships, which take place in Mesquite, Nevada in early November. Gentlemen, the grid is open. We heard that saying many times yesterday at the Mile High Shootout, and the grid is open this morning for the long drive hitters on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Don't forget to check out our website, teetogreenradio.com, and join us on Facebook, too. We're going to tee it up next with Derek Hines, Kevin Shook, Brenda Pridham, Kevin Bullard, David Mobley, and Jeff Gavin as Tee to Green continues here on the American Forces Radio Network and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1 to 2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of libido. The good news, you can elevate your testosterone back to peak levels without the use of harmful injections, creams, or patches. You can achieve this naturally, and you won't believe how easy it is. Call this toll-free number and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you a copy of our comprehensive, easy-to-understand free testosterone report. There's no obligation to buy to get this valuable and useful information. So call now, 800-889-6262. That's 800-889-6262. 800-889-6262. 6262.
Remember this name, SleepMax PM. Sleep deprivation in America is becoming a major killer, leading to a breakdown of the immune system. It also leads to bad judgment and accidents. Over-the-counter remedies can become addictive or cause increased drowsiness or headaches the next day. SleepMax PM is 100% safe and effective. It contains no drugs. If you want to wake up feeling refreshed, use SleepMax PM, nature's nighttime sleep aid. Available at all Walgreens stores and at sleepmaxpm.com.
You gotta love a flat-cut brisket. Baked, braised, stewed, or barbecued, there are about as many ways to cook it up as there are games over the weekend. And whether you're the tailgating type or more recliner inclined, its big beefy flavor and fall-apart tenderness make the flat-cut brisket a cut that you can count on. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Beef. Learn to love them all at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
We continue from the 2011 Mile High Shootout Long Drive Championship going on at Heritage at Westmore Golf Course in the Denver area. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff, Tita Green, with Derek Hines joining us. We had Derek on the show a couple of weeks back on the telephone with us. Derek's in person sitting right across from us here at the table at the driving range here at Heritage of Westmore. Derek, how's things going today?
Really good. We got a little bit of a late start today, but you know, that's usually typical in one of these things, and it's going really good. We've got a great venue, and everybody showed up, and we're ready to roll.
Tell us about the field. Is it a typical field, or is it a little more than usual, less
this
than
is
usual?
This is a real strong field. You know, you got most of your top guys from around the country are here. You know, you got Landon Gentry, who's been doing great this year. You got Kevin Shook. And a host of other guys that are just incredible hitters. So it's a great field. It's one of the best fields of the year, if not the best, I'd say.
Do the guys like coming up here into this thin air where they think they can really jack one out there? Is that a draw for a lot of them?
I think so. You know, I think they get, you know, they hear about all the 430s, 450s that the guys from around here hit, and you know, they think that they can maybe go 480, 470 or something like that. So, you know, the wind today is a little bit, it's kind of off and on today, so I don't know if we're going to see one of those huge balls, but, you know, there'll probably be a few over 400, I imagine.
How many years you been coming out here to Denver to do this?
This is my 10th year long drive. This is the third actual event that we've hosted at the Heritage of Westmore. We started it in 2009, and it's grown every year. I think the first year we had 31 players. Last year we had around 48, and this year we extended the field to 60 because the interest level was so high.
And you brought in some more sponsors too, right?
Yeah, we've had some really great sponsors this year. Aldila Golf, Brenda Prudham, Greg Prudham, Bob Rossi's been great for this event. Adams Golf, Howard W. Messini, CPA around Denver area. Just put in a lot of time and effort to make this thing go really well.
So if somebody just walks up here, they see a bunch of guys on the tee, they're all hitting balls,
break it down for us. Give us the kind of the format.
What we're doing today, we call this kind of a modified ALDA format. American Long Drivers Association is what you see over here. Jack Doherty, Pauline Doherty, they're the ones that run the event. And they've come up with a format, you know, that the LDA approves. They're going to get three rounds of six balls. Each competitor today will get a minimum of three rounds, so 18 balls, and we're going to take their longest shot out of those 18. So, you know, you got a pretty good shot to hit a good one for these guys. So now, it's a pretty cool format. You know, it's a little different than, you know, the ones that you'll see at the World Finals.
Yeah.
But it gives guys a lot of chances to, you know, hit a good ball, and, you know, I kind of like that format.
Now, in each round that you start over again, you know, the previous shots are wiped out, and then you go again as each round progresses.
Exactly. If you get into round two, nothing that you did in the first round will, you know, really matters.
Well, that takes out the fact that the weather is going to be, the wind could hurt some of the guys later, but once you get them all back together,
exactly,
they're all on an even playing field again.
Yeah, we try to get it on an even playing field just for that purpose. You know, there's a lot of weather variance, you know, in the competitions, so we try to make it as fair as possible. It's pretty fun.
With Derek Hines here on Tee to Green, not only one of the tournament organizers here for the Mile High Shootout in Denver, but a contestant as well.
Right.
Is that tough to do both, or would you rather just be a contestant?
You know, it's kind of our event up here, so, you know, I don't mind. I got a lot of good friends that come up here, and I just like competing. You know, last year I had a pretty good showing. I got seventh place, and I actually qualified for the World Championships in my event. So we got two guys, or two spots open for Worlds. That's what I'm trying for. But, you know, the competition's just fun. You know, I don't care if I'm running the event or going to an event or whatever. It's just good to get to hit with these guys.
Our guest and our host here, Derek Hines, joining us today here on Tee to Green. Kevin Shook joining us right now. He is the defending Open champion here at the 2011 Mile High Shootout. Kevin, welcome to Tee to Green.
What's up, fellas?
Great to see you here. You know, you're the defending champion. Tell us about winning it last year. What'd you have to do?
Last year was conditions were a little bit better than they are today. Today's we're hitting it in the wind, so I don't think the numbers will be as high as they were last year, but I switched up my swing like 2 weeks before coming to this event last year. Worked with a pro, Todd Jones, out of TPC Sawgrass over in Jacksonville. Took a couple lessons with him, and just caught fire that day, and just was feeling it all day. Just didn't have a bad set, and kind of blew through it.
How far was your best drive? What was the winning drive last year?
In the semifinals, I hit 418. And then the finals, I think the conditions were picked up a little bit more of a headwind, so I hit right on the number 400. I hit 400 yards and 7 inches, and Patrick Hopper hit 400 yards and right on the dot. So I won by 7 inches.
And people, if you're wondering about that, that's four football fields back to back to back to back.
Into the wind.
Into the wind. Wow. So how do you assess your chances for this year?
I'm feeling pretty good. Actually, last week I went over to see Todd Jones again to work on a couple things, and I feel like he fixed me up again, so I'm feeling pretty confident going into this tournament.
Does Todd work with a lot of, I guess I'd call them standard golfers, and how does he approach a guy like you then? Does he tell you what the differences are when he's talking to you as opposed to someone like me that might show up at his door?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously, we swing a lot faster than the average guy. He actually works with quite a few professional golfers, too, over there. And but, you know, I was kind of nervous going to him because, you know, this is a total different sport and total different swing. And I was nervous he was going to try to change up a bunch of things. And it was quite simple, you know, just one little thing. That's it. So I like going to him.
Have you always had a knack for hitting the ball a long ways?
I have. Actually just started playing golf probably about 6 years ago, and I was just playing it just for fun. And I got hooked on it, which is easy to do, and just wanted to play every day. And I actually was going to charity event for one of my buddies I went to high school with, died in a boating accident a few years ago. And so the following year they had a charity event for him, and I went up, was playing in the tournament. And it was a scramble. We came up to a par five, and there was two long drive guys standing in the hole hitting balls for everybody. And I actually outdrove him by like 30 yards with my stock driver, and like, you need to get into it. And so a few months later, went out to Phoenix, my first event, and did pretty good and was hooked.
Yeah, you mentioned that you're a stock driver, and we mentioned earlier about equipment. What sort of gear are you using?
I use the Crank Rage is the head I use. It's a company out of Tempe, Arizona. And I'm also sponsored by Aldo to make my shafts for me.
Kevin, a lot of guys that we've talked to over the course of years, some guys it's all about speed, some guys it's more tempo. Which one do you fit into as far as your swing goes?
I got a lot of speed. I was just kind of, you know, just blessed with that. I never actually worked on speed. All I've been working on is just technique, trying to hit the ball solid. When I first got into the sport, I was, you know, it's easier to get caught up in the numbers, like getting on the machines and trying to hit the fastest ball speed and the fastest swing speed, which that doesn't win you anything out here, you know. You got to hit the ball solid and get a bunch in play because, you know, you hit one end, you might get a bad bounce. You hit four end, one of those is going to have a good bounce. You're going to, you know, do pretty good. So I've just worked on just a lot of technique, just trying to make solid contact. So you can, if you swing 150 miles and hit it off the toe, somebody swings 135 miles and hit it on the dead center is going to beat you. So it doesn't really matter.
So how's your trash talk?
Trash talk?
You got to have a little game there too, right?
Yeah, that's a part of it. That's a lot of dealing with these guys out here, you know, try to get in their heads a little bit. But we're all really good friends out here. That's why I love the sport. It's everybody's close and everybody gets along really good. And it's fun just to go to these events just to hang out with everybody, you know.
Yeah. Well, I know you got to get to your pregame routine here, so thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, I got to get to stretching. Yeah, right. I don't have a stretch.
best of luck and defend your title today.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Kevin Shook, 2010 Open Division winner at the Denver Mile High Shootout.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Savings is everything during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, your Toyota dealer has the summer's best deals on all your favorite models. Visit your local Toyota dealer to find the fuel-efficient vehicle you've been looking for. And right now, get 0% APR financing for a full 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or Tundra. Plus, get $500 bonus cash on Camry or $1,000 bonus cash on Tundra. Or choose 0% APR financing for 36 months on some of our most fuel-efficient models, including Corolla, Highlander, Sienna, Avalon, and Venza. But hurry, the nationwide clearance event ends soon.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, offers exclude Matrix and hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 9/6/11.
Toyota, a proud sponsor of Calling All Sports and the Toyota Road Shows with Marty Terrell.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about a knockdown shot. I know that many of you have heard a lot about a knockdown shot. Here's how you hit it. Three things you must do. One is play the ball further back in your stance than you think. You need to play it behind your back foot. You need your hands way ahead of where the ball is. I like to say they cover the left knee. Thirdly, you need to lean towards your target. This will help give you leverage and help ensure proper contact with a golf ball. If you want to add one thing to this shot, you must finish low to keep the ball flight low. That's a very desired part of any knockdown shot. Don't quicken the pace of your swing when you're trying to hit a knockdown shot. That will only complicate matters. A little bit of practice on this, and you'll be amazed how much better you'll get in a hurry.
For more on the knockdown shot and more on taking some strokes off of your game, visit the website, teetogreenradio.com, or check in with your local PGA professional.
It's a beautiful September day here at the Heritage at Westmore in Colorado. We are in Westminster, Colorado, which is... The show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, continues. Jay and Jerry on location this week. We're at the 2011 Mile High Shootout, Denver, Colorado, the Heritage at Westmore Golf Course, actually on the driving range out here with the competitors, the fans, and the sponsors. Joining us right now, for the team manager from Aldala Long Drive and one of the sales reps as well, Brenda Prudham is with us. Hi, Brenda. How you doing?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So do you have a Long Drive team?
I do. I manage 24 gentlemen, one lady, and we travel around as much as we can. The team goes more than I do because I do... I'm also a sales rep, so I've got to be back home a lot of times. But yes, we went to Sweden just this last July and just had a great time. The team came in second, third, fourth, and fifth, and my ladies' long driver won second. And the seniors, we took a second and third as well, so that was a lot of fun.
I don't think a lot of people realize that the women are getting into this now, too. I mean, that and it was bound to happen. Mm-hmm. How long has that been going on, and how many, compare a woman's field, you know, to the size of a guy's at any particular event that has both?
Well, several years ago, we did have a pretty good field. I would say who comes to mind is Stacy Shenick. She kind of put the women's division on the board for us several years ago, winning a couple of world champion titles. We had several ladies that started following her path from that point. Phyllis Metty came in from New Zealand, absolute powerhouse, you know. So the women's division slowly started going in the negative direction, and now we're trying to bring it back and see if we can't get some more women involved and bring this back to a positive.
So what is your company's involvement, and why Long Drive?
Well, as you know, we're the number one shaft on the PGA Tour. We have been for quite some time, and we continue to work on that with the new technologies. Long Drive is just another extension. You know, it's growing in leaps and bounds. I've actually been involved since the Pinley days, when Pinley Sports sponsored quite a few guys. And so I've been around for a while and started bothering my powers that be at Aldla for us to kind of get involved, because we have the technology. We have some of the, honestly, I think we have the world best engineers in the country, and they know how to engineer a shaft that's going to work. And
she's a team manager for Aldla Long Drive team, also a sales representative for Aldla. Brenda Prudham is our guest here on TD Green.
Brenda, do you get involved in this at all? Or are you a golfer, and do you whack them out there pretty good too?
I do. I play golf. My husband, he works for PGA Magazine and is also a PGA professional, so I get to play with him. And
you get free lessons.
And I get free lessons.
Sweet.
This year I will be competing in the World Finals for the RE/MAX World Finals in October through November. I'm looking forward to that. There's a really tough field, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's nine of us girls that are going to showcase our talents and see how we can maybe bring, you know, get a buzz going and bring some more girls involved.
Will that be at the same time as the men's world finals?
The women's are actually start on the 26th, and then they have the seniors, super seniors, and then the open. And yes, The women's start October 26th, and it ends November 4th, ending up with the final round for the Open.
And that's also in Mesquite?
Yes, in Mesquite.
Oh, terrific. I didn't know that.
Yes.
How far do you hit it?
Well, I've done really well when I was a few years younger. I'm pushing 50, so I'm good to get 280, 285. So I'm just going out there supporting the sport and trying to, you know, bring some girls back, you know, and get them involved. And also, you know, keep this sport alive. I've got some of the most amazing guys on my team. And we have some amazing long drive shafts as well.
Yeah. Besides being a lot of fun and fun to watch, there seems to be a good camaraderie going there, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's, you know, these guys will mess with each other a little bit, but if one of them was in a mess, there would be a whole, it's like a whole tribe, you know, the whole tribe would be there to pick that one person up and help him or her out. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a big family.
So you start at the beginning of the year, and you're on, basically on tour with the competitors?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I want to give a shout-out, if you don't mind, to the Dohertys. I've known them for a good while. And if it weren't for people like Jack and Pauline and AJ behind the scenes, there wouldn't be events like this. And I don't think people realize what it takes to put this on. This family drove all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, pulling a trailer with all this that we see out here on the grid. And, you know, that takes a lot of dedication, and they do that throughout the year at different venues. So I'm so pleased that people like them continue to help our sport grow.
All right. Brenda, thanks for coming by today. Oh,
thank you so much for having me, and thanks so much for being out here, Jay and Jerry. We enjoy your company.
Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff at the Mile High Shootout, Denver, Colorado, Long Drive Championship. And with us, our friend Kevin Bullard, face-to-face and in person instead of on the telephone this time. Kevin, you just finished up. What happened?
Well, the conditions changed. This morning we was hitting into a headwind, 7 to 10 mile an hour headwind. I hit it 92, 93, won my group by 10, 15 yards.
392, 393.
Yeah, 392, 393. And now we got a 10 to 15 mile an hour tailwind, and conditions changed. So obviously you got to change your launch angle. You want to spin the ball a little bit. Hitting it into the wind, you want to spin it less. and hit it 400 yards and going home.
So how do you do that? How do you hit it with more, less or more spin on it?
You can either change, you know, your angle, your spine angle, or you can go and get a little bit higher lofted club. You might get a shaft that has a different kick point. So there's a lot of things to it. I mean, you know, a lot of people ask why we carry 14 clubs or, you know, 12 drivers or 10 drivers. All of them's different. You know, you might start with a 5.5 early in the morning hitting into the wind. You might be hitting 8.5 downwind.
So did you know this afternoon while you were out there with your dozen balls that you weren't getting?
Yeah.
You knew as you were going along that you weren't getting what you wanted, right?
I knew after my first six that I'd basically let one round slide by. And, you know, it's all about putting a number up, letting somebody chase a number. And obviously going into that second round, you know, I didn't post a good number. I was at 390. So downwind, it gave a lot of those guys added confidence, you know, which that's what we all need. It was either me or them. But a lot of times when you don't have a big number, you're not chasing a big number. That's when you hit a big number. Sometimes when you chase a big number, you hit a big number or a bigger number. But it just didn't work out for me today.
Would 400 win a lot of events for you?
Well, 3 weeks ago, I won the Dixie Classic, and that 405, you know, beat 48 longest hitters in the world. You know, that was our last event we was at. So one day you're first, one day you're 10th, 15th. But like I said, that's just the talent of these guys, the ball speeds. I mean, you got guys 225 mile an hour ball speed, launching at 12 degrees, 13 degrees, carrying the ball well over 400 yards.
When you won 3 weeks ago, what were the conditions like? Was it a warm day down there
actually,
to let you get some good distance down there?
Yeah.
Warm and muggy?
It was great conditions.
Okay.
It was muggy, and we got about an hour and a half rain delay right before the final. So that 405 ball, and that was about 6:30, 7 o'clock right before, you know, dark comes. So it was a huge ball, and beat the number one hitter in the world, Landon Gentry, in the semifinals, beat the number two hitter in the world in the finals, Kevin Shook. So those are two great guys. Landon Gentry just hit a ball 417 yards, and he's going home.
He's going home, too.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, you going to Mesquite here in a couple of months?
Yes. 2011 RE/MAX World Long Drive Championship. Feel good. It's all about getting a good draw. It's all about hitting good, peaking at that right time. So, you know, I've had a good year. I think I'm fourth, third, fourth. Didn't place. First, didn't place. So I'll take it.
All right, well, you'll be one of the favorites out there, Mesquite. Good luck to you.
I appreciate it, Jay.
Kevin Bullard at the Mile High Shootout.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome75.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome75.com is legit. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years and one of the few work-from-home companies with an A-plus rating, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome75.com now. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Wow. Visit IncomeAtHome75.com. IncomeAtHome75.com. That's IncomeAtHome75.com.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, and today I want to talk to you about instruction and how to get a little better around the short game area. First of all, there comes a time in everybody's golf game when instruction is necessary, and what we tell people here is learn how to hit shots. And what we mean by that is where your weight is. Is the ball played back in the stance, forward in the stance? Where do you have your weight? Is it evenly distributed? Are you leaning forward? Also, where are your hands? Are they covering your left knee? Are they in the middle of your stance? Are they held at the ball? So on and so forth. Get a little instruction to find out how to hit a flop shot, how to play the ball back and hit a ball down into the wind or chip it low and hard to an uphill pin. Also, how to hit a ball out of the bunker where you get it up quicker, where you use a little more hands, things of that nature. And again, I want to encourage everybody to get a little instruction how to hit shots at a certain point in their game.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
Go by golf. It's a beautiful September day here at the Heritage of Westmoor in Colorado. We are in Westminster, Colorado, which is northwest of downtown Denver, and we're at the 2011 Mile High Shootout. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff on Tee to Green today. Jerry, let's describe the scene a little bit. As I said, it's a beautiful day. We got a few clouds and a little bit of breeze, and we're at the driving range, actually, of the Heritage at Westmoor, and the grid is set up some 300, 400 yards directly in front of us. We've got sponsor tents. We've got some bleachers. We've got the scoring tent, and we're here with a pretty good view.
We are, Jay. We've talked with a number of long drive champions and contestants over the past few years, and we're finally getting to attend our first event here. They start the first sign at about 3:10. That's about where you carry it days, isn't it?
Yeah, with a good strong wind at my back, yes.
Any two shots go 3:10 for us, something like that?
Yeah, if you count the first two, that's right. Well, we've got the reigning senior champion joining us right now. He's no stranger to anybody who follows long drive in this country or around the world. David Mobley defeated Mike Dale in the finals, defended his title. He won it here in Denver at the Mile High Shootout a year ago, and he came back and he won it again this year with a similar long drive, 294.
That's
300. I'm sorry, 300.
Senior moment there?
394. That's what I call being consistent.
Anyway. I hear you.
Yeah, nice piece of hardware you got.
Thank you. It is beautiful. A lot of this crystal. You know, last year they gave me some hardware. Now this crystal, my wife's going to like that. That's going to look a lot better on the shelf.
Yeah, it looks great. So when you come to Denver, thin air, mile-high altitude, Does it change much what you do or your strategy or anything?
It does. You know, I think everybody knows that when the temperature is up and the air is warm, the ball definitely goes further than it does down at sea level. But one thing they don't know is when the temperature is below 70, 75, it doesn't go as far. It goes about the same. And then if it gets below 65, it's even shorter. So it takes a shock, and people don't understand that. The younger hitters don't know that. But I've been doing it for 23 years. I've hit several times out here, and I understand that, you know, you've got to be aware where the temperature is because that's what's going to affect the distance the most.
Well, you must have got it figured out.
I did. Mike made the comment in the finals there. When I hit that 394 ball past his 390 that he hit earlier in the day, he goes, "That's the first time you hit it by me all day." And I went, "Well, this is the only time that matters."
I know. Was there a little trash talk going on between
That's
you?
What we yeah. do in long drive. That's why I love the sport. It is. It's a bunch of great guys, and we love – it's called the – we call it the Mutual Disrespect Society, and I'm the official president.
Besides being the senior champion here.
I've earned it, like I said, after 23 years, you know. I've earned the right to talk some trash.
David, when you come to a different situation like this, do you change the club as far as loft or anything like that, or just go with a club that's been working for you lately?
Well, I do understand that you need more spin rate here. I mean, where I'm from, I like a lower spin rate, especially on a firm grip where the ball can chase. And so today I worked on hitting the ball a little bit higher, getting a little higher launch angle, figured out a couple little ways to help me increase the spin rates in my swings without making major changes so I can still hit it good and consistent. And so I was kind of doing some of that today. And then in the last match of the finals, you know, we had two matches, I went back to my regular golf swing and I hit the low liner, you know, to cut through the wind because the wind turned in our face.
Yeah.
And that's just years of experience and understanding ball dynamics. So
you won it with 394. For you, is that a really good drive?
It's solid.
Solid?
It's solid, yeah. I was very pleased with it. That was my biggest concern in the senior division was I just felt like if I could just hit it solid, I would be okay and at least give myself a chance. And when the wind turned in our face, that's all you have to do. Everybody knows, you know, when it's breezy, swing easy. So I wasn't trying to overhit the ball. I was just trying to make good quality contact.
Now, you're an Adams golf guy. Adams, one of the
yes.
major sponsors. Tell us about your equipment. What do you use?
Well, I'm using, and I'm thrilled with it. I had been using the 1964, and I liked it, but it just wasn't quite giving me what I needed in feedback. It felt a little rigid and hard, and I hit a ball in the face. And I wasn't quite sure if I mishit it a little bit or what, but this new 9088 is outstanding. It is exactly what, if I were going to design a head, it's exactly what I would look for. I went over to Sweden and hit it in the World Match Play Championship back at the end of July. I blew the senior division. It was mine to win it. I screwed it up. But then I came back in the open division and took third. You know, and it was because of the new Adams driver. I mean, it's just the perfect ball dynamic and shape, and I was getting the good feedback off of the ball, off the strike, that told me if I hit a little toward the heel, a little toward the toe, you know, and if it was going to be really hot or if it was going to be a medium ball.
You've been doing this for, you mentioned, 23 years. What drew you to it?
Wow. Well, you know, what's interesting is probably when I came to Colorado Springs in college, we was at Troy State University, and the Air Force Academy had their invitation. We came out for it. And there was a guy leading the contest, and back then we hit steel, wood, and persimmon. And I was only about 5'10", 9", about 170, 75 pounds. There was a big guy from 6'4" that had it at 338. And they were standing out there at 340, you know, behind where his ball was, and they didn't think anybody would beat it. And I showed up late, and I barely got in, and I flew it 20 yards over their head into the bunker, about right by the green, right on the line with the center of the green. And they were like, "Well, that's a winner." And from then on, I started to think about, you know, maybe I'm a little special. Maybe I'm a little unique because he was so much bigger than I was.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, I knew something was different there about what I do.
David, I know this when you and Mike were in the finals there, grabbing balls out of a big old bucket, and you're both kind of looking at them real close. What are you looking for on that particular ball that you want to use?
Well, the new Slazenger ball that Dick's distributes has a seam in it. And if you guys remember the old Pro-V,
yeah.
Remember the original Pro-V, yeah. they had the seam, you put on the seam. Well, the one issue that I have with the Slasher balls, they're really good balls, but they're low-spin balls, and I already spin the ball too low. So I am trying to optimize the flight of the ball, so that's what I did, was I lined the seam up down the grid, just like we did with the old Pro-Vs. And whether it helps or not, I don't know, but one thing it does do, gives me peace of mind. It makes me settle in my mind, and then I'm not doubting what's going on. And I'm getting a consistent setup every time, which for me, because I'm not, I mean, you saw Mike, you saw these other guys, they swing it so much harder and faster than I do. Mine's all about efficiency of motion. Just keeping it simple, stay on balance, and make quality contact. And that's the only way that I'm competitive with these guys, and that's why I've been around for 23 years.
Getting the most out of it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You mentioned peace of mind. How much of this game is up here mental?
You know, it's just like real golf. It guarantee you, it's probably not quite as 90% like real golf mental, but it's a good 70. I mean, there are a lot of these guys that are phenomenal athletes that could swing the club 145, 50 miles an hour and get ball speeds in 215, 20, 25 miles an hour, but they don't know where it's going. They don't have a clue. They don't know how to make adjustments if they're off. So, yeah, you still have to stay patient and understand, you know, that, you know, it's, you can't win it on the driving range. You can't win it in any other round but the final round. So you've got to just keep focused and building on the best possible scenario in the final round.
394 here today. What's your best ever?
503.
503?
I was in Kansas on a flat ground on about a 25-mile-an-hour
wind. Why does that not surprise me?
The fairway was. It's a beautiful fairway, but it felt like asphalt.
David Mobley defeated Mike Dale to win the senior division here at the Mile High Shootout for 2011 at the Heritage at Westmore Golf Course in Denver. Now it's on to Mesquite.
Jay, we've got to go to Mesquite, Nevada for the World Championship. We've got 26 countries, I believe. It's unbelievable the level of athlete that's coming into the sport now. The average height used to be about 6'4", now it's probably 6'5". We've got five guys that are 6'8 plus. You know, three of them are here today.
Do they use like a 50-inch driver or?
Well, the maximum, you know, in our sport is a USGA 48, okay. You know. So, that yeah, and that's like a normal driver to them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's custom fit.
Like a telephone pole.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to come by and join us today on TD Green. Best of luck in Mesquite.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. That's David Mobley. You may remember him from the Golf Channel. He was on the Big Break last year. He won the senior division at the Long Drive Mile High Shootout yesterday in Denver with a drive of 394 yards. Did that in the morning when the conditions were not perfect, but they were a little more benign than they were in the afternoon.
Yeah, later in the afternoon, we saw some of the guys, they had won their morning sectional rounds hitting at like 4:30, and then once the wind kicked up, it was over 25 miles an hour. After that, all of a sudden, 3:40 became a pretty good score. So, but it all evened out when the finals came around.
Yeah, in the afternoon, Jeff Gavin survived the high winds, the bad weather, and a tough field to win the open division of the Mile High Shootout. And afterward, we caught up with the 43-year-old Canadian, Jeff Gavin. After a long, hard day, 1 yard makes a difference.
Yeah, it does absolutely in this sport when you, you know, you're hitting all day, and these guys are all great, great hitters. And, you know, 1 yard, inches can make the difference. So you just got to put a number of balls in play, and hopefully yours is the one.
And you had to battle some tough weather conditions, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had, in the morning, it was it wasn't as bad. In the afternoon, guys really got the wind teeth in the teeth. So, and then we came out and, you know, it was cold and wind in the face. But I mean, at that point, you just, you know, you're trying to hit as solid as you can. And, you know, the lowest spin ball is going to go the furthest. So, you know, that's what I tried to do all day, just 80% and keep advancing.
It was a lot of pressure. Did you feel relaxed? What was it like coming down the stretcher?
You know what? When you do well in these tournaments, I think you're generally pretty relaxed. Because, you know, that's part of the key to advancing. It's a lot of rounds throughout the day. And if you tighten up, you know, you're going home early. So, I mean, yeah, I was very relaxed today. And, you know, it was just another tournament and wanted to perform my best.
Were you already exempt for Worlds, or does this put you in?
Yeah, I was exempt. I competed in a district earlier this year, and I won that, so I was exempt for the world. So this is just some practice. And, you know, hitting against these guys, one of the second largest tournaments of the year. I mean, for quality of individuals, no offense to anyone that isn't here.
That's Jeff Gavin, who won the Denver Long Drive Mile High Shootout, the Open Division, yesterday. A Canadian. We had contestants from Canada, all over the United States, and they'll all go to the World Championships in early November at Mesquite, Nevada, for the Long Drive World Championships for 2011.
Yeah, Jeff from Mississauga, just outside of Toronto, and it's his fourth event that he's won in his career, and he beat Carl Walter, who's one of the big names that goes way, way back. He's won more than a dozen events over the course of time, so good score.
388.
And a good time at the Mile High Shootout in Denver yesterday. When we come back, Jerry is going to take us on tour. This is Tita Green, worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, with Tita Green. We call it the fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, and we're not done yet. Here's Jerry live to take us on tour.
A lot of stuff going on. The third event in the FedEx Cup playoffs at Coghill, BMW Championship. Justin Rose up by four after shooting two under again yesterday. He's at minus 13. He's got a four-shot lead over John Senden. He's five ahead of Jeff Ogilvie and Bill Haas, who's had a good second half of the summer here. And then Webb Simpson is six back. Simpson, after the win 2 weeks ago, the leader in the standings coming into this week. So that's what's going on there. The women are in Prattville, Alabama at the Navistar tournament. Interesting story here. 16-year-old Lexi Thompson with the lead entering the final round. Totally new territory for her.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. But she is up five after shooting a 67 yesterday. She's at minus 15, five ahead of Mina Lee. And then Tiffany Joe, Karen Stupples, and Becky Morgan are at eight under. Coverage of both those events at 2 p.m. Eastern, the BMW on NBC, the Navistar on the Golf Channel. Champions Tour going international now also there at the Songbo Championship over in South Korea at the Jack Nicklaus Club over there. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Michael Allen, former major champion winner in the senior tour, at minus 10, one shot ahead of John Cook and Jadon Blake, two ahead of Mark O'Meara and David Peoples. And then, of course, next week, big stuff going on, Tour Championship in Atlanta and Solheim Cup.
Over in Ireland. Yes. Good stuff.
Big stuff going on next week.
Well, I'm going to go out and work on my long drives here. See if I can get to.
Let me know how far you carry it.
If I can get to 250.
And I don't mean carry it in your hand. I mean.
Yeah, thanks to Derek Hines, Kevin Shook, Brenda Prudham, Kevin Bullard, David Mobley, and Jeff Gavin for taking the time to visit with us yesterday from the 2011 Mile High Shootout. That's going to do it for Jerry. I'm Jay. Till next time, hit them long and hit them straight.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. Pakistani intelligence officials say Taliban fighters have their hands on the wreckage of a suspected U.S. drone. The unmanned aircraft crashed last night in northwestern Pakistan near the Afghan border. There was also a battle near the crash site between Pakistani soldiers and militants around the time the drone went down, but it's unclear if the two events are related. NATO says three service members have been killed in separate attacks in southern Afghanistan. Two were killed by bombs, while the third died following an insurgent attack. NATO's statements did not provide further details or the nationalities of those killed. The deaths raised the number of international troops killed this year.